Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 22nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about planned protests by President Robert Mugabe's critics.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
As the Combined Arab Residents Association, we've been holding peaceful demonstrations since the beginning of the year. But we have heard that the MDP will soon get into the streets in protest and marches and so forth. So what we've said is that if that is the case, we will also continue with our peaceful marches in solidarity with the MDP.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about mass protests being planned by critics of President Robert Mugabe.
The Combined Harare Residents Association and the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions are consulting with the view of taking to the streets to protest the worsening economic crisis in Zimbabwe and government's failure to fulfill its election campaign promises.
A similar call was made by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, and police responded by deploying members of the anti-riot police in the capital, Harare.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo kufoid.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezve kuratidzira kuri kuda kuitwa nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Tinoziva kuti mashondo mavira apfuura mutungamiri weMDCT vamogeni tsvangirai vakatiwo vachapinda mugwagwa vachiratidzira tiri kunzwawo kuti mamwe masangano akaita sere vashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions nemamwe akaita sere Combined Harare Residents Association ari kuti naiwo ari kunyunyuta zvekuti vari kunzwa kubva kunhengo dzavo kuti vopinda here mumugwagwa. Nekudaro ndoo nyaya dzatoda kuti tinge tichinzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei Gibbs nenyaya idzodzi dzekuratidzira, asi tiri kuziva kuti mapurisa akabva apinda mumugwagwa pakangodzi neMDCT iri kuda kunge ichiratidzira. And I think we have our first guest, but before we do that, maybe
kuzwele. Yes, Uganda Valinga Tuna Jan Labicona Kulangapoke Emakaya. Tinapake no blessing, I see a pillar similar on Makama. Napake assessing Genakuloko to a fall. See, I was to Kulangapoke as Zimbabwe. One got cheese as civil. Abanye was Chelwuti by Chona Kipa my embage. Besides the Rutipe Chang Moyanani. Ye, as Kulumako Lamcha, the local Wuti, Bakonava Funkucheng Sela, as Talatin. Ebaching Selange, but Gulem Sevenzi, Yatengiswake, Libanja, Lazanu Pief. Kusenzwa uketo ngo 2013 and ukonopana ke kwakhulunywa kuthiwa izanu zayenza imisebenzi engu 2.2 million kona ngapho nje nxa sikhulumela kube sokubuya ke ibandlela le MDCT like latshengisela esitalatini lapho abafana bebetshayitoyitoyi beqolo tshasibili onyongaza kubonakale kodwa ke sizwile ukuthi amapolisa blessing abathwalise nzima bagcina besabalala abanye bagandwa sibili okwamagama. So sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu ukuthi kambe loko kucatshangwa ke iZCTU the Combined Area Residents Association kuzahamba njani xa befuna ukumanyana kwampana ke ye MDCT akubuyeli yini kwakudala ngokukhala kwe final push into ezinjalo uyabona yeah kunjalo futhi
Hongo Gibbs, I think we have our first guest the ZCTU president Mr. George Nkiwane. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening.
And
how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
Are you in Bulawayo or Harare?
I'm in Harare now.
You are in Harare. Okay, thank you so much. Now, Mr. Nkiwane, we understand that you are consulting your members about this issue of mass protests. Just tell us briefly what is happening.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this program. Yes, we have been consulting, and we have now, I think, done our six regions. That is Masvingo, Mutare, Chinoy, Bulawayo, and Gweru, including Harare as well. We are consulting workers and looking at the situation that we are in as Zimbabweans, particularly the workers. Mm-hmm. And the message that we are getting from the workers is very clear, that we need to show the government, demonstrate to the government that no, the path that they've chosen is not what they wanted to do. They promised that they deliver jobs to us, and it's time now to demand those jobs from the government. And this Saturday, I was in Kadoma, and it is the same message that we need to demonstrate, go into the streets, show the government that we are angry with whatever it is doing. What we need is food on our tables, not the opposite direction.
Thank you, Gibbs.
I think we are joined by our second guest, Mr. Morris Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much. Now you have heard Mr. Nkiwane saying that they've been consulting. They're trying to find out whether they can go on street protests, you know, against, you know, the declining economic situation in Zimbabwe. What is your comment on that?
Well, it's very fortunate that Mr. Nkiwane himself is on this platform, but I'll go straight to my point that Mr. Nkiwane should really be ashamed of himself, that they are trying to mobilize people, to use people for their political ambitions. What is the link between, is it a coincidence that the MDC wants to demonstrate that they are also trying to mobilize people? What is their interest? They represent employees, they represent workers. So how is the link between demonstrating for jobs and demonstrating for people who are already employed? Obviously, they are trying to abuse people and to take advantage of people's needs, to launch their political ambitions, to launch their political areas, which is very unfortunate. And I urge Zimbabwe to really watch out for the ZCTU, for taking people for granted. That is what Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai did when he launched his MDC. They took for granted the employees, they took for granted the workers, and used them to launch their party, which has since dismantled, because most of the people realize that, you know, they are being used for selfish gains by a few individuals.
Mr. Nkiwane, the floor is yours.
Hello.
Yes.
So thank you very much. No, I hear him loud and clear. I mean, the moment you introduced him as a ZANU-PF activist and a political analyst, I knew what you were going to say. But honestly, we are not the MDC. One, I think we Zimbabweans and the people at large must understand that there are historical facts that we cannot run away from. ZCTU, together with other progressive civic organizations, are the ones that led to the formation of the MDC. But secondly, it has to be very, very clear that we are not the MDC. That is why when we started consultations, we never even spoke anything about the MDC. It is only the MDC that then spoke about what is it that is happening. And we are mainly saying, fine, they can do whatever they are doing or through on under their processes, internal processes. But as workers of Zimbabwe, we will never, never, ever be aligned to any political party. But what we're mainly saying, we have been taken for granted for quite a long time. And this time around, we have to take our rightful place and demand what is rightfully ours. And that is what we're mainly doing. We are mainly saying the government must respond to the people's needs and nothing else.
Vangwenya manzwa zviri kutaurwa navankiwa nekuti hongu vanogona kunge vachidyidzana kana kuti pakaumbwa MDC yaidyidzana nezCTU asi chavari kuda apa inyaya yekuti mushandi anga achiguta.
Ndotsaka ndabvunza kuti ko inini apa zvangoita zvega here zvakango pamwe chete zvinhu zvakangofanana pamwe chete iye atingaiti coincidence kuti ivo vezCTU varuda kuratidzira mumigwagwa ivo veMDC panguva imwe chetewo vachiti varuda kuratidzira. Ndosaka ndiri kuti vanhu vezimbabwe havana kupusa ivo kana vezCTU vaine zvinyuto zvavanoda kuita dai vasiyana kana yekuti kana uyu watizinzwa uri kurongwa neveMDC uyu ndezvematongerwo enyika hazvinei nechekuita nemushandi. Ivo sevanomirira vashandi tinoziva kuti pane nzira kana kuti makwara avanokwanisa kushandisa ekuendesa mberi zvido zvevashandi. Zvino izvi zvavari kuda kuti vange vachikokorodza vanhu. Vanhu vari kuda kukokorodza ndevanani. Dambudziko riripo nderekuti chatakaona ndechekuti bato reMDC rakaumbwa nokuda kweZCTU iyo yakashandisa vanhu kuumba zvido zvemavashoma avo vakazopinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Saka naizvozvo taakutongwarira taakutotyira kuti naivowo vacho vane zvigaro izvozvo kuZCTU vanoda kutotsvaga nzira iyoyo kushandisa vashandi, kushandisa zita reZCTU kuti vange vachitsanga mabasa avo, makeriya avo ekupinda mupolitics mune zvematongerwo enyika. Ndosaka ndadaro kuti aiwa hongu kana kuri kuti ivo sevashandira nokuti vashandiwo vane kodzero dzavo kunyunyuta ndo dhemokrasi yacho yakaunzwa nezanupf asika ngazvirigisa kubatana nezvatiri kunzwa zvirikuita nezvirikuita zvine chekuita neMDC nokuti hatisati takanganwa kuti MDC yakauya nokuda kunyanyanyanya nezCTU.
Tinotenda vangwenya. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about mass protests against President Robert Mugabe's government. 2 weeks ago, the Movement for Democratic Change, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, indicated that it will mobilize its members to go into the streets and protest what they are saying are failures by the government to fulfill its campaign promises, notably creation of 2 million jobs. We are also hearing that the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, the main labor body in the country, and also some residents like the Combined Harare Residents Association are also mobilizing to hit the streets and protest at the worsening economic crisis in the country. And we are now being joined by Mr. Simbarashe Moyo, who is the chairman of the Combined Harare Residents Association. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you? And I wanted to greet all the listeners.
Thank you so much. And I hope all the listeners are hearing you loud and clear. Gibbs.
Mr. Moyo, we hope that Harare is okay.
Yes, we also hope that Harare must be okay. But obviously, because of some of the challenges that you are facing, we cannot conclude that Harare is okay.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that you can go onto the streets and stage some protests. Are you planning to do that?
Yes, in fact, we wanted to set the record very clear, to set the record straight. What we are saying here as the Combined Harare Residents Association is that we have been protesting. We have been doing demonstrations. We've been doing all sorts of activities that are meant to make our voice loud, to make our voice to be heard, and so forth. So what we are saying now, given that we are hearing some calls from political parties that they also want to stage street protests, they wanted to do some marches and so forth, we are saying we are actually happy that we are having people who are going to join us in carrying out these actions that will show the government of the day that all is not well in the country, and that there is a lot that needs to be done to make sure that the people can enjoy living in Zimbabwe, the people can be able to get the services that they are supposed to get on a normal basis, not on this erratic basis, on this very erratic basis that you are seeing at the moment.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ngwenya, does that answer your question? Mr. Moyo is saying that, they have already been protesting and they are happy that others want to join them now. It's not that they are being used as puppets by the MDC.
Well, it's very unfortunate. I don't really understand what Mr. Moyo is talking about, that they have been protesting all along. Because if you look at Harare, really, this type of association should be protesting against the MDC, because the MDC dominates the local authorities, especially here in Harare. Mm-hmm. And if you go around Harare, there is litter everywhere. The city council is busy paying its employees heavy tax, while they are not providing any services. And yet here he is representing, saying that they are representing the interests of residents, to go and protest for whatever in whichever city, thereby not even fulfilling the means that we expect them to be protesting against. They are supposed to be protesting against the MDC-led council for failing to deliver the services in this town, not whatever he is talking about. Those flimsy reasons for protesting, which obviously means they are also trying to launch their political careers, and they are trying to use this kind of association to launch their political ambitions.
A case of barking under the wrong tree, according to the gospel, according to Mr. Ngwenya.
Yes, yes.
Can I also come in there?
Yes.
Just to also even welcome Mr. Ngwenya, because I'm just coming in now. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing Mr. Ngwenya's sentiments, and they sound like a well-written script from the ZANU-PF Information Department. What we are saying here is very simple. We are not an extension of any political party. We are an autonomous entity operating within the confines of the city of Harare. We are not demonstrating against the MDC-led councils. That is not the truth. It's actually a fallacy. What we are demonstrating against is what we have always been telling people, that the MDC councillors, who fortunately dominate most of these local authorities, are failing to operate well because of constant and unnecessary interference from the Ministry of Local Governments. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure my colleague, this comrade, is fully aware of the constant interference that we see on a daily basis. Councillors being suspended, councillors being expelled on a very, flimsy grounds that you can talk about. So this is what we are talking about, to say we are saying enough as residents.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo, who asked Mr. Ngwenya to respond
the
later.
The one who is supposed to pick litter, is he blocking the truck to pick up litter? Is that true?
Mr. Ngwenya, we'll come back to you. Regarding Mbotoram Tere, Raparunare. Vamachingambi, Magadi.
Yosuma, Magadi, you.
Tiripo, kurisei Botswana.
Hai, zvakana kuri nani, makadiko kumashinde.
Hai, watiri nani, zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Hai, ndongoti vanhu ngavamboratidzira. Marights avo kuti vanhu varatidzire vanodawo zvavakapromisira vakuru, kana tikaona tichadai vakuru vakahuna, saka ngavachipa vanhu zvavakavapromisa. Hatingatarisi kuti kana vakuru vahuna kati mabasa makamba dzatovhara, almost vanhu vanoswa muma 500,000 vandotara zvasikona mabasa. Zvaso many taxes introduced vamaripiriles. Pazi undo mabasa acho vanhu ngavaratidzire ndapedza hangu blessing.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamachingambi. Machingambi, vamachingambi is saying it's their right. They protest, they must. Gibbs.
Yeah, se sibuye kuwe Baba Ngwenya. Ngikale kube ngithi uBaba Nkiwane Mqala. Baba Nkiwane, mzwile kancane nje uNgwenya lapha esithi chatha, khuluma ngakhona ukuthi kambe uminista nguyodobha amabhimu yini eHarare. Ngakho-ke linenxa ikhangele indawo engasiyo phela. Xa likhangele uhulumende, qalani khonapho kumakhansela lapho.
Tina njenge sebenze. Nga sithi uhulumende sikhangele vele ama structures wonke awe governance. Kumbe council kumbe ngama department of government kumbe sikhangele imithetho enza konke konoko kusebenze. Yiko ke ngasebenzisa ilizwe lithi government likhangele konke nje khonoko. But mfuna ke ngikhangele ukomrade ngone ukhulume ngendaba yokuthi thina sihamba sikhuluma ngabantu sidingana usekelelo sidingelana usekelelo abantu. Bakithi I think maybe ufuna nje afundise ukuthi thina siyinhlanganiso esebenza ngezifiso zabantu abathi ngesikhiwa i-mandate driven organization. Ukukhulunywa i-MDC kathesi ngike ngafuna ngiphume kwenye iphepha namhlanje sithi sebekhulume ethi vele sibe sikukhuluma thina. Akuna coincidence la. Because ama-political parties bavele bakhangela okufunwa ngabantu. Particularly when you're in opposition, uyakhangela kuya kukhulunywa ngabantu kulezi nsuku. And kulezi nsuku kathesi thina i-university iyabhoda sibili, iyabhoda ilizwe lonke. And sebekwazi kathesi vele ukuthi abantu bathini. Yikho bahle bakhuluma. Akuna coincidence. Umuntu wonke ngayikho opposition kuvele kunjalo amazwi wonke. But thina njengama-mandate driven organization, sizabhoda sivele asikaqedi. Singaqeda kulapho eza kuthi ye sesibhodile abantu sebethe senze lokhu labo. So it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, so what Mr. Nkiwane is saying is that ZCTU is people driven, and as such, they are going throughout the country to get the views of those people that gave them the mandate to do whatever they want to do. Yeah.
We have messages on WhatsApp, Gibbs. Let's read what some of our callers are saying and what our listeners are sending us, and keep them rolling in. First, we have Zenzo, who says, for how long will Zimbabweans continue to fear this brutal regime of ZANU-PF? And then we have Innocent, who says, promises are supposed to be fulfilled. ZANU-PF politicians must walk the talk, not promising the electorate heaven on earth when they possess none. People are right to demand what is rightfully theirs. Then we have Rose, who says, it is one's right to get a job, but we are very much afraid, as you see, that the police will be used to crush any street protests. Then Samakas says, firstly, thank you, Donkey. Great news. That's true. We must go into the streets and protest. And there's Vingwenya, who says, organizing street protests by either MDC or ZCTU to demand jobs promised by ZANU-PF is a laughable strategy that will not bring any political change in Zimbabwe. MDC failed Zimbabwe when they could not negotiate for free and fair elections last year. Noah says that ZANU-PF has tarnished its image is true. It's better for the MDC to take over in government. The MDC ndoya kauya ne $2 bread. Now the economy yaku decline. It's better kuti varungu wadzoke vangoita zvinoita kuti economy irise. That's my view. Chris says I'm one of them who has no job. Now we are just spending most of our time at home. We are unemployed. The next thing will be robbing others. Tino says Zimbabwe will never be a nation of attractiveness to outsiders as long as Mr. Mugabe is ruling. Even the Chinese will never invest in a country run by a 90-year-old president. Jerry says, my view is that because of poor leadership that is unable to synthesize ideas to come with pragmatic policies to awaken the dying economy. The other thing necessary at this day and age is the acceleration of technological advances and constant change. Leadership needs renewal regularly to give a chance to young people. That is Jerry's view. Would you have there?
Yes, we've got so many messages on Facebook. Apparently, we've got more than 35 messages today. And thank you so much for sending all those messages. We've got Sipo who writes, oh, gee, doing the same thing 10 times and reaping the same results and still trying the 11th time, expecting different results, is totally absurd. Then Petsisai writes, why MDCT youths as if they are the only ones that are affected? Then Tellington writes, so go ahead with the protests. We really need those. Then Taurai says everyone should take to the streets. It's not MDCT affected, but all Zimbabweans. Then Ernest writes, ZCTU is fast losing its relevance because it does no longer have any more workers to represent. Then we've got a message from Atmo Bonani Mlilo, who says, that's the best thing done by the MDCT and ZCTU. Where are the other opposition parties? They only come when it's election time. The whole country must join these protests. Then we've got Tanaka Chibanga, who writes, peaceful demonstrations are normal throughout the world. Why are some people jittery about this? That's a question. Then lastly, we've got Justice, who says, snakes are multiplying in numbers in industrial sites because there's nothing to manufacture. Industrial buildings are turning to snake territories.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So I think we'll read some more. Let's take a call.
Okay, let's take our caller. Yeah. We have Brighton Nyati. Magadi Mgoma, Brighton. Brighton is for demonstrations. He's saying they are good. They will help to address the national problems.
So far, so good. Mr. Ngwenya is 5-1. Almost everyone is saying demonstrations, demonstrations, and demonstrations. Go ahead. What's your comment?
Well, like I said, ZANU-PF is the party that brought about this democracy whereby people now want to go and demonstrate. But my question is, what are these people trying to demonstrate against? ZCTU represents workers, and yet isn't it ironic that they want to demonstrate for jobs and not employed people? That is why I am saying there is obviously a sinister motive in this setup. They are trying to say we are the ones who started, but yet in the past few months, we have been hearing MDC youth on the streets, and now ZCT is trying to say that MDC is the one that is hijacking. You see, all these contradictions show that there is a sinister motive of trying to launch, trying to support Mr. Tsvangirai's bid to gain popularity ahead of their so-called Congress, especially looking at the fact that MDC is now dismantled. They are torn apart and trying to gain ground.
Let's go to Mr. Moyo. Va Moyo, Anzi Zamurungoita Pakuda ku Kurudzira kuti MDC imuke madaka mairi.
Ndiri kushamisika neuyu ari kutaura pamusoro peMDC asiriwo kuMDC. Adi kuti vekuMDC vazvitaurire pachavo zvavari kuda kunyatsoita. Nyaya iripo apa yatinofanira kubudirana pachena, ruzhinji rwese rweZimbabwe rwakateerera ruchinzwa, ndeyekuti isusu semaZimbabweans tine kodzero dzekutaridzira kana tichiona zvinhu zvisingafambise zvakanaka. Hapana munhu anobvumidza kuti audze mumwe kuti kwaiyo tiri kuona kuti zviri saspicia zvinoita. Ndini vanani muri kutaura kuti kwai zvinhu zvava saspicia? Zvakatanga rini kuti mutange kutaura muti kwai zvinhu zvokuti vanhu vataridzire zvava saspicious? Ipapo hatipanzwisisivamoyo
batai zvenyu makadaro. Will come back to you, Mr. Nkiwane, Mr. Moyo, and Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Kip Stewart saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.